at the heat of the moment or at that point in time, you don't actually know whether that choice is good or not for your future. But hey there, Zesties. Welcome to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal development and experiences, society and culture, so if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please stay tuned. On today's episode, we are going to talk about pieces of advice that I go by. I got inspired by Ryan Holiday's post. If you Zesties do not know him, he is the author of The Daily Stoic and a lot of Stoic-related books. He draws inspiration from the Stoics of the ancient times, like Marcus Aurelius, Aristotle, and the like. And I follow him on Instagram. And recently, I saw his post and I got kind of inspired by the post and wanted to share it to you, Zesties, listening to this podcast. These pieces of advice really helped me get to where I am now. And it's not to say that I'm successful or whatnot, but it's just helped me keep my life on track. Although I do believe that success is a personal thing, personal definition, but for me, it's more of keeping up with my plans, pivoting wherever needed, and standing back up if I fall down. So these words to live by can also help if you're starting out or looking to make a big change or aiming to reach new heights. So first off, I wanted to start with the quote, "Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful." This is by Albert Schweitzer. Sorry if I butchered the name, but yes, this quote is from him. Now, this one, it can be easy to say, but hard to live by, right? In the sense that when we live day by day in this modern life, we are sucked into this sense of materialism, the rat race and whatnot, you know? When I was younger, I've also strived to be at the top, and eventually I realized that no matter how much I climb, human as I am, insatiable, whenever I reach the top of my goal, I always wanted more, always wanted to be more. It's not bad at all to dream to be more, of course. These are what the conventional successful people say and do. However, if striving for success gets in the way of our happiness, then we won't be happy living our day-to-day lives, if that makes sense. One of the conversations I had a few days ago, because there's some recent happenings here in Australia and stuff, there were like CEOs and, you know, those CEOs of those corporations, let's say Elon Musk. You know, he is on the top of the world. At the same time, he is in on a lot of controversies. And I feel like maybe he's also very stressed. So I'm not sure exactly if he's really happy. And basically what I'm trying to say is, if you're on top of the world, like you're a CEO of a big company, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're happy with your life. But if you are a top CEO of a top company and you're living your best life in a way, then it's, you know, it's good for you, it's good on you, you know. But most of the time, these types of success, material success, sometimes gets in the way of real happiness. So I think we might need to balance out what makes us really happily in life and sustainable as well. Next quote I wanted to share is, "When you're lacking motivation, remind yourself, discipline now, freedom later. The labor will pass and the rewards will last." So, reflecting on this quote, when I was a kid, we were renting an apartment back in Cebu. And in that old apartment, the previous tenant left a lot of books, both novels and even Reader's Digest. So, I really loved reading Reader's Digest back in the day when I was like, I think in grade school, because they left a set of books on that old apartment. And I think I was around second or third grade at that time. So I began to read them. And I remember perfectly until this day, there was a quote that old tenant wrote on one of the books saying, quote, "Today is sacrifice, tomorrow is paradise," unquote. This is quite similar to our second quote or saying today, and I actually believed it, and as much as possible, try to live by it. So whenever I feel that there is a huge obstacle that I need to go through, such as when I was studying for my major back in college, you know, I almost gave up. I felt at that time I wasn't cut out to be in that course because either my classmates already had an accounting subject when they were in high school, and understanding accounting already in our first year of college was quite easy peasy for them, or I felt like I wasn't like these bunch of studious people, you know? So I feel very left out, and I felt it's not my crowd at that time when I first started college. Although I do study, but I'm not as studious as my classmates back then for sure. So I almost gave up actually. And there were several things that held me back from giving up. And one is this quote, "Today is sacrifice, tomorrow is paradise." And second, I also wanted to prove to myself that I'm not a quitter because of number three. I've learned a lot from the anime Naruto. So if you've watched this anime, it's like, if you know, you know, kind of thing. So because I didn't give up and I've persevered, finishing a valuable course helped me get to where I am today, Australia. And that leads me to say that I finally gotten my Australian citizenship. Yay! So if you guys would like to know more of my experience about that, please let me know in the comment section on Spotify or on our socials. So, Zesties, let's move on to the third quote that I'll be sharing today. And that is, all success is a lagging indicator. All the good stuff and bad stuff is downstream from choices made long before time. Oh, I really love this quote. There are people, including even on my inner and outer circle, would say that I am lucky that I got here in Australia and stuff like that. Yes, I admit that I am lucky, but luck is also a component of being ready when the opportunity hits. If you have not made yourself ready, even if you are presented with an opportunity, you won't get that opportunity because you are not equipped yet with the necessary skills or experience or mindset needed for that opportunity. Think about it like getting a job, right? If you didn't have enough experience nor the knowledge, you won't be the right candidate for the job. Same thing happened to me about Australia. Back then when I was younger, when I took the accountancy course, I studied and I was diligent enough to get a job and stay true to the accounting experience. And even though part of me wanted to be a lawyer for some reason, I kind of knew that my future is not in the Philippines. So I didn't take up law. So in the Philippines, the CPA-lawyer combination is quite sought after. So because I stayed true to my path, getting a permanent residency in Australia was fairly easy. I mean, fairly easy in a way that I was able to get high scores in the point system. For those who do not know, the permanent residency application in Australia is a point-based system. There are several factors that they account for, like age, years of experience, and the relevance of those work experiences with the skilled profession you applied the permanent residency for. So yes, I can totally attest to this, Zesties, that wherever you are now, it is a product of the choices you made in the past. So it's very important to make good choices. And I know that at the heat of the moment or at that point in time, you don't actually know whether that choice is good or not for your future. But if in case that you choose something that might not be right in the long run or maybe at one point, just try to pivot from that choice. Although some might be hard choices, like maybe doing drugs or I don't know, like drinking while driving, right? So those are really choices that sometimes can make or break you. But that's why it is important to really think about whatever choice you make, because some of those choices, it's quite difficult to get back to track, or sometimes it would really alter the course of your life. So that's really, I think choice is power. And I feel bad for those people actually, and I feel empathetic towards them that if they don't have the luxury of choice. To me, having the choice is such a luxury, and not a lot of people actually can afford that luxury. People in, I don't know, like people in the war-torn countries, right? they are just put in that place. They were born into that place. Just war just came in. It's not their choice to have a war, but just because, you know, circumstances aren't right for them at that point in time, it's really difficult to really get out. So those kinds of things, those are some choices that you couldn't even make. And as what I said, choice is such a luxury. And if you ever had the chance to choose something, you should really hold on to it, or you should really think about it, because that will really help you in the future. Another example is like choosing your partner in life, right? If you kind of chose someone who isn't really not saying who they are, you might end up, it's either maybe like a domestic violence victim and things like that. So it's really hard to get those choices right. But as much as possible, think through. And of course, I'm not saying that all of my choices were right, but eventually you will get through the path to the right path if you kind of like pivot or try to stand back up and take another brave choice to get on the right track. So I hope this kind of helped you a little bit as well. I know we're all on the same boat, especially when we are young. We don't really know the right choices. That's why I always, in hindsight, my thinking is really, or my mantra is really, to choose the right people to associate with. Because if you have a circle of friends who are not good influences to you, then eventually you might go to the wrong path just like them. So I would suggest, if you are in a situation like this, that you feel that the people in your circle are quite toxic, or actually not good for your mental health nor your future, especially if you are listening to this and who is a bit on the younger generation than me. And even if the older generation, you know, some of us haven't really figured out what we want in life and who we want to be with, whether friends or relationships or partners. So I think it's time to reflect about the choices you make. Most of the time, it's not too late, actually. It's just that it's gonna be a little harder, and you have to strive a bit harder in order to get back to the right track. But the first choice is to be aware which track you're in and go from there. So yes, that was a bit helpful for you. And another quote, my fourth quote to share is, be satisfied with even the smallest progress. This is by Marcus Aurelius. Perfection is paralysis. I learned this the hard way. You cannot get things done if you want everything to be perfect. Rather, do Kaizen, continuous improvement. Kaizen is a Japanese term that translates continuous improvement or change for the better. It's a philosophy that focuses on small incremental changes or improvement over time, rather than large, sweeping changes all at once. And I totally agree with this. It's way harder to change abruptly than to do baby steps, or to change through baby steps. Whatever the case may be, like if you are, I don't know, like a nicotine addict or a maybe alcoholic, it's really, really difficult to really abruptly change a habit, right? It takes 21 days for someone to change their habit. And for some, it's not even 21 days, especially if you are like addicted into this nicotine and drugs and stuff like that, just because of the chemicals that's on your brain. So it's even me, like I really want to be a early riser, but I'm such a night owl. It's so hard. What I did try before, actually, is before I got pregnant, was try to kind of sleep like a bit earlier every time, like 10 minutes or even 5 minutes earlier. But still, I have to admit that it's really hard for me to sleep early, just because I guess this has been embedded in my childhood ever since I slept really late when I was a kid. And I felt that it has, well, aside from my genes, maybe it's also, you know, because my parents are both short. I also didn't grow up tall. just because I didn't really sleep a lot when I was a kid. And that has really, after 30 plus years, that has really crept up on. And it's really a hard habit to break. And also, I'm also a notorious binge watcher. It's really difficult to stop. So I feel you, if you are trying to stop something that is not good for you, it's really hard to get that out of your system. But I guess for us who wanted to make some few changes in our lives, I guess the key is to remind ourselves or be reminded with our goal, and also like maybe have somebody to help you out. I read a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. I think that's the author. So one of the things that he mentioned on that book is that to do a habit stack. It's like, for example, if you want to sleep early, then there should be a habit before that that doesn't seem like a chore. Let's say you want to do your evening routine a bit earlier, or whenever you brush your teeth after you maybe eat dinner, then you can do your evening routine and that will help you wind down. So do the habit stacking and stuff. And again, for me, Zesties, I have to admit, it's really difficult, but especially because with my problem with the late sleeping. So I sleep like at most 12 a.m. When I was in my first trimester, I slept really early. I slept like 9:30. I slept like all day on the weekends and on weekdays where I have to work. I sleep after dinner and just woke up to, you know, kind of like do the my evening routine and then slept again. And that was like, I was like a whole different person. But now in my second trimester, I kind of gotten having more energy now, just naturally because of the hormone. And I'm back to my late sleeping until 12. But I try to be on the bed like at most 11, or sometimes a little bit 11-ish. And then I read a little bit of book or pray and do those wind down stuff. And I don't really sleep now like after 12, unlike before that I feel like I can be up for way, way later. And also with the circumstances I'm in now, I am also able to wake up late just because of the work from home stuff and such stuff like that. So it was easier. So I am not entirely compromising my sleep. So that's why it also wasn't a big motivation for me to really sleep early, just because my sleep isn't compromised per se. It's just like a bit later, you know. So again, we're all in the same boat on this, but let's just keep reminding ourselves, Zesties, about being satisfied with the smallest progress and doing them. All right, so the next and the last quote I wanted to share with you today is, don't suffer imagined troubles. Oh my God. This one, I'm still learning. But my husband always reminds me of this because I'm such a worrier. I guess being the eldest child who is responsible for taking care of our family adds to me being such a worrier. I have also been into such hardships in terms of keeping my family afloat in the past few years. And some of them I've shared in the podcast as well, some not. But yes, this one I really need to learn. So it's really difficult, Zesties, especially if you are like naturally a worrier. But what I find that the worst things that you imagine don't really happen most of the time. Sometimes they do, but most of the time, for some reason, it will fall into place. So I feel like if you start to worry too much, like, and also chronically worry too much, that might be a different story. Like, you might need therapy, and of course, you need to vent out, you need support, a support group, and such. But if you're like me, just, you know, like a worrier, but not too much. I mean, I worry too much, but not like clinically a worrier or something like that, if you know what I mean. So I feel like just reminding ourselves to think that the worst things that you imagine sometimes aren't actually going to happen. And whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? I wanted to share with you also, like, one of my worries right now has usually been financial troubles just because of the high cost of living in Australia. And of course, with a new family, and I still have to support my family in the Philippines, that has been such a big thing weighing down my shoulders. And of course, I do imagine, you know, what will be the future look like, especially that I have a new family now and I have to, of course, support my new growing family, but at the same time, I still need to support my family in the Philippines. So that is really such a big worry to me. But at the same time, I try to remind myself that eventually it will fall into place like it has usually been anyway. I have been in such low moments before, like when I needed blood for my mom, blood transfusion for my mom back then. Also for my dad, and I was here, and even though I was here, I was the one trying to find the blood in the Philippines. Can you imagine that? So, and eventually there were some miracles there as well, like people were helping out, and I'm very, very thankful for those people, and God bless them. And so, yes, don't suffer imagined troubles. If the trouble isn't there yet, then don't suffer it, basically. But I get you. If you're like me, we are on the same boat, so let's just hold on to this and try to remind ourselves that it will fall into place. So, yes, Zesties, there you have it, the 5 quotes to live by. I hope this helped you stay motivated or put you back on track or made you a little happy and smile and brightened your day. And I wanted to know, Zesties, what are your words to live by? Please do share them through a voice memo, DM, or email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. I might share it on a future episode. And as always, thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. I really appreciate you. If you like the show, the best thing you can do is to share it to your friends and social media. This will definitely help the show a lot. If you'd like to keep me refreshed through a hot or cold beverage, please head down to the episode notes and click on the donation link. I appreciate Zesty patrons so much and know that you are one of the reasons that keep this podcast going. Please follow the podcast on social media and keep on tuning in fortnightly on the Gleeful Talk Show, and see you next time.